every other time I'm doing anything else, in the back of my mind, I'm actually still thinking about work. I realized after that very first rehearsal, oh my gosh, for the last hour and a half, I haven't thought about anything other than what I'm doing right now. And it was such a relief.
I was expecting to have a bit of relaxation through music, but to find this true sense of supportive community was something that was rather shocking to me.
We spend our whole days being in charge. It's just lovely to let go and not be in charge and just be one voice in the middle of the harmonies.
I'm absolutely exhausted at the end of the day and thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to do this tonight. And then afterwards, I feel 100% better. It's the one thing in my day that gives energy instead of takes energy.
So many of us were so professional and put together all the time and rule followers and taking care of other people in our lives that this one moment of the point of it was just to like really be free and deliver the best performance we could possibly do. I think that being part of that was just something none of us expected and is a gift we're all going to carry with us for the rest of our lives.
It's just a real gift. It was like, I never knew what I didn't have.
Welcome to the Rock Docs podcast, a podcast about the female physician choirs of Voices Rock Canada. In this podcast series, we share how we found a powerful and unexpected remedy to burnout through singing, our community, and our big-hearted and hilarious artistic director, Anthony Bastianin. Hello and welcome. So you may be thinking that this is a rather niched podcast, a podcast about women physicians talking about our experiences in the Voices Rock Medicine and Voices Rock Connect choirs. But when you listen to these episodes, I think you'll understand that we're talking about a lot more than just being in a choir. And even if choir will never be your thing, I think that there is value in hearing the stories of these busy physicians as they talk about how much being a part of these choirs has meant to them. Before I say more, let me tell you a bit about Voices Rock Canada. Voices Rock Canada was started in 2016 by founder Cheryl Bauer, who believed that everyone should feel the joy that comes from creating and connecting in a choir community. Cheryl recruited Anthony Bastianin, an award-winning composer and musician, to be the artistic director. It started off as a kids' choir and then quickly expanded to include an adults' choir and a seniors' choir. In the fall of 2019, Dr. Susan Tuin had the idea of forming a women physicians' choir after seeing the incredible impact being a part of the kids and adult choir had on her daughter and husband. The choir was started as a pilot project with the goal of putting on a concert to provide support to the children of Dr. Elena Frick, a physician and colleague who experienced domestic violence and tragically passed away in 2016. Shortly after the concert, Voices Rock Medicine was established as an official choir of Voices Rock Canada and continued to meet in person until the world closed down in March of 2020. It was then that we transferred to Zoom and stayed connected virtually, creating music and projects like the Rise Again video together while apart in our own homes. Fast forward a few years, and Voices Rock Medicine has grown to a choir of almost 60 women physicians in the Greater Toronto Area and has added a second virtual choir that has women physicians logging on and singing together from all over the world. Now that you know the story of how these choirs came to be, I'll also take a few moments to introduce myself and explain why I started this podcast. My name is Dr. Kara Uwe. I'm a sleep physician, and I'm trained as a psychiatrist, though my current work is focused on teens and young adults with insomnia. In the past year, I've also stumbled upon podcasting, something that I thought I would never, ever do, but as it turns out, is something that I love. Podcasting gives me the excuse to have conversations with interesting people and hear their stories. The stories I love most are the stories about unexpected change. One change that is of particular interest to me has to do with finding solutions to burnout in the healthcare community. I'm not an expert in this area, though I've certainly been exposed to it on a personal level, in myself, in my partner, who is a frontline worker, and in many of my friends and colleagues. A quick search for solutions to burnout tells me that it boils down to the following: finding a way of building self-care into your life, creating balance by setting boundaries for work and play, carving out time to do things that bring you joy and fill you up, finding a way of feeling that you have some control, a supportive community, and often a whole lot of mindset shifts. I have found every single one of these things by being a member of Voices Rock Medicine, and most of it I could not have anticipated. you'll hear me and others talk about how choir was something we just didn't know was missing from our lives, and how it has benefited us so far beyond the 90 minutes that we meet every week to sing. And while I have only had the chance to interview a handful of my colleagues, I'm confident that if you asked any of the members of any of the Voices Rock Canada choirs, that you would hear the same thing over and over again. So we've found this powerful antidote to burnout in healthcare professionals, burnout that has grown exponentially during the COVID-19 pandemic. And yet there are two big problems, both of which I'm hoping to solve with this podcast. The first is that a lot of people just don't know that this is a solution. I had no idea, and I was just lucky to stumble upon it. The second is hesitation to join. Most of the people that you'll hear from, myself included, were this close to not joining Voices Rock for a whole host of reasons. Not enough time, worry about judgment, and concern about not being able to sing well. In these episodes, we'll address all of these hesitations and our gratitude that we joined despite our apprehensions. In fact, when I first had the idea of putting together this podcast, my mind went to the following places. People are going to think that this is silly, and I don't have time for this. After doing these interviews, I realized that these were the same hesitations that showed up before I joined choir. And just like with choir, this project has been so worth it. It's been so fun getting to talk and laugh with my colleagues and friends. It's filled me up and given me the energy to show up in a better way in other areas of my life. I also realized that I responded in the exact same way that I did when I first joined choir, and alleviated my anxiety and my hesitation by making one of my best friends, Christine, do episode number one with me. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. You can listen anywhere you listen to your podcast when episode one is released at the end of March. And if you'd like to get a little preview of what's to come, you can visit us on Instagram at Rock Docs Choir. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Thanks for taking a listen to this episode. If you are a woman physician, Voices Rock Medicine is the in-person choir that meets in Toronto, and Voices Rock Connect is a virtual option that has members logging in from all over the world. If you are not a woman physician and you live in the Greater Toronto area, you can check out Voices Rock Ensemble if you are 18 or older, Voices Rock Prime if you are 65 plus, or Voices Rock Kids if you are in grade 3 through 12. Learn more about Voices Rock and how to join the Voices Rock community by clicking on the link in the description or by visiting voicesrockcanada.com.